He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, July 28th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got a little bit of a comeback. Now it's starting to go negative. It's been positive. It's been negative. It's been positive. And now it's a mixed market. We have the NASDAQ. Let's begin with that because the NASDAQ is green today, being helped along by Facebook. The NASDAQ is up 8 points. It's at 5,148. The S&P 500 is just right on the line. It's just up a little bit right now to 2,167. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points. It has been down as much as 80, and it has been up as much as about 10 this morning. So long ways between now and the finish line at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 18,441. Remember, we were fighting that 17,000 to 18,000 channel with a floor and a ceiling, and we broke through that a couple of weeks ago. Crude oil is flat today. Crude oil has had a 20% correction here recently. Might be a good time to look at some of the oil stocks again. Crude oil is at $41.93 per barrel. Gold is having a good day. Dovishness. Doves flying out of the mouth of the Fed yesterday. Gold is at $1,348. It's up 1%. Silver's above $20 per ounce, $20.36. The euro's up today, 1.11, dollar down on dovish Fed comments yesterday, and the 10-year yield is down to 1.53%. So welcome. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, yesterday at this time, we were anxiously awaiting what the Fed would have to say. Everybody expected that they would have no change in interest rates, and that did happen. It was a 9-to-1 vote to leave interest rates where they're at. Fed fund rates, what, at 0.25%? September is in play, however, as they say the threat to the economy right now seems to be lessening. All right, Brexit's behind us, and other factors have lessened and weakened, and so now we may be looking at a September rate hike. That's always something out there on the horizon, isn't there? Can't they just leave us alone? Facebook, meanwhile, they beat earnings last night. Facebook is up 3.6% today. Facebook blew away earnings by 15 cents per share. Facebook is now the fourth largest publicly traded company in the world behind Apple, Google, Microsoft, and then there's Facebook. From a dorm room in college, tell your kids that, remind your college students about that, to a company that is now worth $362 billion. Initial jobless claims come in at 266K. Still no signs of a recession on the horizon of the U.S. economy, at least from a jobs point of view. I watch those initial jobless claims come in every week. Anything under 300,000 is good. We came in at 266,000 today. Yesterday, the oil inventories came in while I was doing the market. There was a build in inventories. You see, prices start to rise. What did they start to do? They start producing more oil. We better get it out there on the market and sell it at these $50 rates that we're at right now. Well, that increases supply. We had an oil build, and that drives oil prices down to $42 per barrel. That's where we're at right now. You know, I heard Chairman Greenspan, former Chairman Greenspan, a man that I consider to have a lot of wisdom. And yes, there's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom. I've had a lot of people that were clients, and they thought they had a lot of knowledge, but to me, they didn't have much wisdom. Seems to me like, you know, you can be too knowledgeable for your own good to where common sense kind of gets driven out of the equation. But I consider Alan Greenspan to be not only a man of wisdom, of knowledge, but also common sense. We have, he stated this morning, we have history back to 1684, the Roman Empire, on historic interest rates. What do you think historic interest rates have been since 1684? 6 to 10%. 6 to 10%. Where are we at today? 1.56%. Something has to give in a big way at some point in time. And he, like me and many others out there, see tremendous risk in the bond market. Can you even imagine what would happen if interest rates went back to their historic levels of 6%? Well, you know what people say to that? Well, we've entered into a new paradigm. Times have changed forever. Human nature has changed forever. I don't think so. I heard that same argument in the year 2000 about technology stocks. Well, now that we're on the internet, now that we're away from bricks and mortar, we can support P.E. ratios, triple digit P.E. ratios of 100, 150, whatever. Well, I don't think so. That didn't pan out so good. I remember back in 2006, 2007. Well, now that we're in this low interest rate environment, housing prices can continue to go up at rates unseen over the last 50 years. This can continue for, I don't think so. And I don't think that interest rates can remain low down here forever when the historical average has been more like 6 to 10. I'm not saying that interest rates are going back to 6% tomorrow. I'm just telling you what the long-term average. When I get really, what makes me really nervous about an asset class is when it performs outside of its normal channel for any length of time, for any period of time. We saw that in the S&P 500, which was averaging 30% per year in the late 90s. We saw that in the NASDAQ, which was way beyond its high tide line, its mean high tide line back in 2000. We saw that in housing and real estate back in 2006, 2007. They revert back to the mean eventually. So I just think you've got to keep a really close eye. To me, that would cause tremendous commotion in the financial markets if interest rates start to rise again, which they, to me, inevitably will do. And I heard that same comments by Alan Greenspan in an interview I heard this morning on Bloomberg. Apple had its best day in 2 years yesterday after they beat earnings. I'm still not a fan of Apple stock. Why not, Gunderson? Well, because I don't like the growth now. All right, let's look at this quarter that was just reported. Their earnings were down 23% year over year, and their sales were down 15% year over year. That's not growth anymore. And if they are going, they will pick up, they will start growing because the comparables will start to be easier to make. But you're looking now, you know, maybe single digit growth, the high single digits, 9, 8, 9, 10% growth. And I think personally that Apple's trading about where it should be. It's got a P/E ratio of 12 right now. And that's probably appropriate for a company that has slowed down so considerably in its earnings growth rate. Now, you can go out and find all kinds of different opinions. I'm just letting you know what my opinion is. I base my opinion on the numbers. Stocks and indexes follow earnings growth. And when earnings growth slows, capital appreciation slows. Dollar General will be picking up 41 old Walmart locations. How about that? You know, we're Walmart's not cheap enough, I guess. People don't want to pay more than a dollar. Dollar General, Dollar Tree, I consider those to be great stocks of our day. They came along maybe 20 years ago. They're a couple of the fastest growing franchises in America. People obviously like shopping there. They like the price, that's for sure. Yeah, 41 old Walmart locations. Walmart is another company, not growing earnings anymore, but Dollar Tree and Dollar General are. All right, we'll be back. We got a lot of earnings to go through here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it was a big earnings day after the close yesterday and this morning, and I picked through every single one of them, made some notes here on the ones that stood out to me. There is a merger, there is an acquisition taking place in the tech sector, which I still like. I like the tech sector a lot right now. And we've seen some powerful earnings from Microsoft. We saw some powerful earnings from Apple. And we saw some powerful earnings from Facebook, the big three. The only one that disappointed along the way, well, have there been any big tech disappointments? I don't think so. Google hasn't reported yet. Let's see, when does Google report? Google will report on the 28th. Uh-oh, Google reports today, otherwise known as Alphabet. We'll see if Google can keep up the string of earnings beats by the tech gargantuans. But there is some merger and acquisition. Oracle is buying NetSuite. NetSuite, had we known, NetSuite is up 18% today on the news that Oracle will be buying them out. Let's see, where do we go next? We go to O'Reilly. O'Reilly is a stock that I own. I featured it on my show yesterday. O'Reilly was way up this morning. After their earnings miss, they missed by 3 cents. Right now, O'Reilly is up $3.89. It's up 1.4%. I do own O'Reilly, and it's breaking out. It was breaking out to new all-time highs today. It has pulled back here, but it's still up on the day. Whole Foods Market. Well, it's Half Foods Market these days. Whole Foods Market is down 9.1%. Boy, I remember when that thing was an animal, a growth animal, an organic growth animal without hormones or antibiotics, you know, cage-free chickens and whatnot. WFM down 9.2%. That has been a lousy stock for the last several years. At one time, it was a widely held popular stock, especially amongst the millennials, I suppose you would say. Okay, let's take a look. What's next? We've got, Bristol-Myers Squibb. I do own BMY. That stock down 1.9% today. I own BMY in my Premier Growth account. It has been breaking out to new highs recently, so I still like Bristol-Myers Squibb. BMY. How about Alcoa? Alcoa is doing a 1-for-3 split. That's kind of weird. Alcoa is now a $10 stock. They're going to make it a $30 stock. You should buy it, right? Gosh, if you buy it today at 10, it's going to be 30 a few weeks from now. Problem is, you'll own 1/3 of the shares that you used to own, so it's a wash. I guess Alcoa figures that's the problem. No one will buy the stock because it's only $10, so they're going to reverse split it, so it's a $30 stock. We've got Ford with a big miss and a big warning. Ford stock, that's a big drop, down 9.4% today. There's a non-growth stock, you know. Ford's been growing their earnings by 2% per year over the last 5 years. When's the last time they came up with a big hit car that everybody had? I'm thinking back to the Mustang, maybe, something like that. I don't know. Ford, PE6 down 9.5% today. We've got GoPro. That's an interesting one. Let's see how GoPro is doing. GoPro beat earnings. I was for a long time a bear on GoPro. I said eventually somebody's going to come along. It's easy. No, very few barriers to entry. Come up with a competitive product, probably coming from China. That'll be a lot cheaper. GoPro's gone from $98 high in 2014. Now it's $12.50. It is up 8% today, is GoPro. You know, I've noticed recently the biotech stocks are behaving nicely. I tweeted out yesterday that I noticed a breakout in IBB, which is the biotech ETF. The biotechs have been disfavored for quite some time, out of favor, and they're not exactly scorching up the track today or this week or recently, but they have improved considerably. Celgene beats earnings. That stock is up by 2% right now. Celgene, one that I have my eye on. MasterCard, let's see how MasterCard did. They beat earnings. That stock is up 1.8% today. We've got American Barrick. How about a gold stock? Totally different sector there. They beat earnings, and the stock is flat. It's down 0.5%. Agnico Eagle, another gold stock. They beat earnings quite handily, and that stock is up 3.6%. Amgen, big, large biotech. Biotech's been doing okay. Amgen broke out to new highs yesterday. Pulling back today, 1.6%. After their earnings report, here's one that I own, the hospital stock, HCA Holdings. It's down 2% today after their earnings report. We'll do one more, and then we'll start getting ready for our featured stock of the day. How about Lam Research? Man, the semiconductor stocks have been on fire lately. I would have to say that that's the hottest sector in the entire market are the semiconductor stocks. Lam Research, LRCX, a $15 billion company, beats earnings, and that stock is up 1% today. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about when we come back. We're going to zero in on one stock. We're going to put it through the drill. Is it a best stock now? We're going to take a look at valuation. Valuation does matter. What's the valuation of the bond market right now? How far outside of historic norms are? Well, Alan Greenspan said it this morning. Since the 1600s, bonds have averaged between 6 and 10% return. Where are they at today? They're negative in a lot of places in the world. Something has to give at some point in time, but we'll narrow it down to an individual stock. We'll take a look at where it's trading at on historic valuations. We'll come up with the five-year target price on the stock. We'll look at the performance of the stock over the years and try to determine whether or not it's the best stock now. I'll be starting my newsletter today, this evening, after the close of the market. I send that out every Saturday morning. I'm the guy who said before the real estate crash that something's going to give big time. These mortgage bonds are terrible, and something's got to give. It did. I'm the guy who in March, late March of 2009, said a new bull market has been born. And I've kept that buy signal on the market in place ever since then. But I'm a market timer. I do not believe in being fully invested in the market. At all times, there will be another recession. There will be another bear. We'll do something different at that time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
All right, and welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio show. The Federal Open Market Committee votes 9-1 yesterday to leave interest rates in place. Facebook beats earnings quite handily. All the big tech gargantuans have done that so far. I would give this earnings season a grade of B so far. Hey, that's good enough, isn't it? To keep this bull market going. We've got initial jobless claims coming in at 266K. There are still not any signs of a looming U.S. recession out there. We had a big build in oil inventories that were reported yesterday. Oil has been through a 20% correction from 50 down to not quite 20%, from 50 down to 42. That's a 16% correction in oil prices. I remain bullish on oil stocks, the energy sector, myself. We had Alan Greenspan this morning reminding us that since the Roman Empire, going way back in time, the average interest rates have been 6 to 10%. We know where we're at today, negative in several countries of the world, 1.5, 1.6 here in the U.S. of A. He feels like something's going to give in a big way at some point in the future. That's the question. When will it happen? All right, what's my number one ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now app? Well, if you follow me on StockTwits.com, I've been tweeting it out. This is the number one ranked stock. It's been there before, and it's there currently, and it was there before they reported their earnings. The question is it still a best stock now? Well, we're going to take a look. We're going to go through our little three-minute drill here and analyze the performance. We're going to analyze the valuation, which is critical, especially when you have a stock hitting new all-time highs. It's a stock that I wrote about, too, fairly recently, saying that it's the new Apple. It's taken over as king of the hill as it relates to technology stocks. It's a company that's headquartered in Menlo Park, California. The name of the company is obviously Facebook. All right, well, Facebook is now a $364 billion company, moving it up into fourth place behind Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft. It's part of that alphabet soup now of giant companies in the world, innovative companies, great ideas. You know, look at Apple. Look at what the iPhone has done for our lives. Look at Google. I don't ask my mom anymore. I ask Google. Google has all the answers, it seems like. And look at Microsoft Windows. How many Windows do you have open right now? Probably more Windows are open on your computer than you have open in your house right now. And then there's Facebook, which has become the billboard of 2016, the billboard of the millennials. You almost have to advertise on Facebook. Well, Facebook got off to a sluggish start as a publicly traded company. It was 17 at one time. Now it's 126. But over the last 3 years, it's strung together returns of 52% per year annualized as a stock. That's capital appreciation, no dividend. Isn't it funny how the growth of earnings has been 53% and the growth of the stock has been 52%? You see that tight correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Consider that Facebook was up 34% last year. The year before that, it was up 43%. This year, it's up 16%. It obviously is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Now, the real question with Facebook now becomes valuation. Well, believe it or not, Facebook is still trading at a steep discount to its anticipated growth rate. That's right. Facebook is expected to make $4.62 in earnings tomorrow or next year. That means that as of yesterday, before today, it's up 2.8% right now. It's trading at 26 times forward earnings, but it's expected to grow by 34% per year over the next 5 years. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.76. Yes, it's still trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. When I take next year's earnings estimates of 462, expand them out over the next 5 years at 34% per year and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for the company, I get a $225 target price on a $127 stock. When I combine the valuation with the performance, Facebook is right now the number one ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now database. There you go, Facebook. Well, you can read the article, too, that I wrote. In fact, I was with my brother last night. He says, Bill, I own a bunch of Facebook. I got it at 19. Should I hold on to it? I said, Chuck, it's at 127 right now. Did you read my article back on May the 9th in Market Watch? The title of that article is Facebook is the New Apple. Apple used to grow at 53% per year. Here's the quarter that Facebook just reported, all right? Facebook's earnings year over year now. We're going to compare it with the same quarter a year ago, which was also a phenomenal quarter, by the way. And I can remember when Apple used to produce these kind of numbers. Facebook's earnings year over year up 94%. Facebook's sales year over year up 60%. Those are nosebleed-type growth numbers. I remember when Apple had those types of growth numbers. Not anymore. It seems to me that Facebook is the new Apple, which is what I stated in my article back on 5/9/16, May 9th of this year, in my Market Watch article. I also analyzed the stock back then on the show. I've analyzed it here on the show back in March. I analyzed it back in January. I analyzed it last year, April of 2015. That's one of the features of the app. You can go down and you can tap here and you can watch my 3-minute analysis of the stock. Here's why I like it. Where else can you find something like that? Now, you can read through a 50-page research report that'll make your head spin from some Wharton School business graduate, you know. I want to get right down to the meat of the matter. I want to know what it's worth. I want to know how it's performed against its peers. I don't want to read through 56 pages of gobbledygook. Well, you've got a talking app. It'll talk to you. Not only will it talk to you, but there's articles that you can pull up where I've done the math and I've shown you screenshots and graphics right there. And you can pull up any stock. I've got 4,100. Some there's not any comments, no comments whatsoever on the app when you get down to the comments part of it. If you don't see any comments, that's probably not a very good thing. But on Facebook, I'm looking at like 20 or 30 comments over the last last 3 years, I would say. And, you know, they come in the way of a tweet. I send out 5-6 tweets a day. If one of those was about Facebook, it'll show up on the app. I write one or two articles every single week for Seeking Alpha. I have an article out on Seeking Alpha this week about the bond market and the risk that is inherent there in the bond market at the current time. And I write about individual stocks. On Town Hall Finance, you can see my 3-minute videos. They land there. They land on Scootify also, scootify.com. I kind of stopped writing, sending my articles to thestreet.com. They've become a little too political for me. And I also write for, what's the other big one out there that we send? Oh, investors.com. And so my articles show up in all kinds of places. And if I write an article, if I do a feature, it also shows up in the app. You can click on the symbol. Okay, what does Bill think about Microsoft? Click on Microsoft. You can see how it's performed, the current five-year valuation on the stock, and then if I've made any analysis, if I've written any articles, if I've sent out a tweet on it recently, you can go down, scroll down to the comments part of the app, which I think personally is the most one of the most useful features of the Best Stocks Now app. All right, well, you know, you can sign up for our newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. You can get the app, BestStocksNowApp.com, or on the iTunes Store or at the Google Play Store. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I was just looking at a few ETFs here during the break. I got to say that right now the strongest sector in the entire market continues to be this doggone semiconductor sector. I continue to like Broadcom myself. That's my favorite semiconductor stock, AVGO, which I featured several times here. Not a recommendation. It's just an example of one that meets my criteria right now, evaluation of performance, of technical pattern. It was breaking out yesterday to new all-time highs. It's pulled back a little bit. I really like the chart pattern there, and hopefully we'll get it going here before long. I also think on this pullback in the oil stocks, I was just looking at some of my favorite energy stocks. I'm not 25% in the oil patch, maybe 5, 6, 7% somewhere in there in energy stocks. I continue to like that. I think that's the one that has the most upside potential from here, especially after this recent pullback. And lastly, I want to talk about hedging. Right now, I don't have any hedges in the market. I'm unhedged. Many would say I'm unhinged. That too. But I don't have any hedges. I usually like to keep one or two around. Well, you know what? This market, you just can't fight the central banks. If the market starts to fall at all, here come the central banks. You can't even believe what Europe is doing with buybacks of bonds, the massive amounts of money that they are printing to buy back their own bonds to keep interest rates low to try to stoke the economy. That's monetary policy, keeping the European economy from going into recession and trying to keep it afloat in what is a really bad situation over there. But trying to fight these central banks, forget it. And, you know, over the last 7 years, a lot of investors have tried to fight the Fed, saying, well, they're wrong, this is going to lead to a disaster, blah, blah, blah. But in the interim, trying to fight the central banks has been a losing game. The market continues to hit new highs. But I do believe in hedging. Not only in hedging, I do believe there will come a time at some point in the future. To me, the most bloated area of the market is the bond market. Now, if you own a bunch of bonds, you could hedge your portfolio, you know. There are some inverse bond ETFs that go up when interest rates start to go up. Would I do that now? Only if I had a lot of bonds. I would think about hedging my portfolio a little bit. And at some point in time, if Alan Greenspan is right, if the analysts at J.P. Morgan are right, if the analyst at Bank of America Merrill Lynch are right, there's going to be a real comeuppance in the bond market. The chickens are going to come home to roost at some point in time, and there will be a tremendous money-making opportunity in the inverse side of bonds. just one ETF that comes to mind, which continues to hit new lows as bonds hit new highs. PST is twice the inverse of the bond of the U.S. Treasury. If our U.S. Treasury, which is at 1.55 today, were to go up to 3.55, for instance, there'd be a lot of money to be made in PST. If interest rates were to head back towards their norm, their long-term average has been 6 to 10% over hundreds of years, imagine the money that would be made there in PST. You know, there were people back when the mortgage market collapsed, I can think of Paulson for one, who had Goldman Sachs come up with a product for him where he could short those mortgage bonds, those subprime mortgage bonds, and he made billions of dollars on the way down. He had called it correctly, but not only had he called it correctly, he figured out an instrument which did not exist at that time, which does exist today. We have many inverse funds available to us. You say, well, you know, they continue to hit new lows. As the market hits new highs, nothing lasts forever. No tree grows to the sky. We will have another economic slowdown. We will have another recession. You know, Greenspan went on to say the same thing that I've been saying. Of course, I got it from him originally. The spending on entitlements is completely squeezing out growth in the economy. Entitlement expenditures are growing at a much faster rate, at an unsustainable rate when related to GDP. We would have to be growing our economy 5% per year to just keep up with the entitlements. Now, something has to give at some point in time. When I hear Elizabeth Warren say, well, we have plenty of money to increase the entitlements. There's plenty of money. We're $19 trillion in debt, Elizabeth. And the pace of entitlement spending is so much outpacing our growth. Something is going to really give at some point in time. You want me to eat sustainable oysters from sustainable farms and salmon from sustainable fisheries, but you are held to a different standard. You want me to believe that the spending that you're doing is sustainable. It is not sustainable. How many mathematicians do we have out there? How many sixth grade math people do we have? All of us, right? We know how a checkbook works. Something has to give big time. You can't keep interest rates at zero. You can't keep spending on entitlements at the rate we're spending. Pretty soon you're going to end up like Greece. And Greece is not good. Greece is hot. Greece got fried. And we're going to get fried at some point in time. Yet you don't hear them talk about it. You know, that's all I hear is more promises. More promises. Now it's tuition. That's an entitlement. You didn't know that? Now it's tuition. We're going to give people free tuition. And they all clap. Oh, yippee, free tuition. Nowhere do they say how they're going to pay for it. There's plenty of money. Well, there's not plenty of money. And there's going to be one heck of a correction at some point in time. All right, stick with those robots because they'll take care of you. Don't worry. We will, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.